Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. And all them stinking reindeer. Well, I believe in Santa Claus. Yeah, I believe that he's a prick. And though he comes but once a year, it's enough to make me sick. Him and his Christmas spirit are really a lot of bunk. I'll have to bust my ass for another year just to pay for all this junk. Ooh! Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. Here comes Fatty with a sack of shit. And all them stinking reindeer.
Hello everybody, this is Nathan Johnson. And we are here with the super fun Happy Christmas quiz. So I expect that all my co-hosts will be super fun happy during this quiz. First up, we have Justin. Welcome, Justin.
Thank you, Nathan. Thank you for having me.
Okay, it was nice to have you. And next we have Joseph.
Agnes, it's me, Billy.
Very Christmassy. And last but certainly not least, we have Eric.
Least.
Hey.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just delighted to be here. Hi, Joey. I'm just waving to my flatmate back home who's watching at the moment. Hi, Joey.
We're going to skip
what you're supposed to do on game shows.
Yes, yes.
I was going to say we're going to skip the obligatory, like, let's get to know something about each contestant, since that's my least favorite part of the game show. To begin, I've selected a specific question for each of you based on your favorite movie. And then, of course, we'll go into just the regular doors. This quiz will have 10 rounds. And so let's just get started. Based on a random draw, Justin is first.
Okay.
Justin.
Yes.
How many letters are in Halloween?
How many letters? What do you mean? The as in the name of Halloween?
Yes. Are you counting on your fingers?
No, 9.
That is correct.
Fingers. Yes.
Actually, it's 7.
Well done. It's not 7.
Yes, because there's some letters in there twice, so technically it's 7.
I think Nathan.
Oh, very good.
Well, Nathan, but was that a trick question?
This was not that kind of a trick question.
Ah, you see. So
should have been. That would have been fun.
Well.
Well.
Thank you. So I'm,
okay,
I'm
Joseph.
Reading. Hooray.
Who played Barb in Black Christmas?
That would be Margot Kidder.
Well, I can't believe you knew that.
Yeah. I've never seen that movie.
Of course not. Eric, what is Mrs. Voorhees's first name?
Pamela.
Oh, I'm afraid that's incorrect.
Oh, that's a trick question.
It is Pamela Voorhees.
Trick question, wasn't it?
No, it's not Pamela.
No.
Mrs. Voorhees. Justin?
Sorry?
Do you know the answer?
I don't, but I know it's not Pamela.
It is on the gravestone of the final chapter. It says Pamela Voorhees.
Joseph?
Her name really is Veronica.
Correct.
What? Where is it revealed that? Why does the gravestone say Pamela Voorhees in final chapter?
Now, go back and watch the first Friday.
Why does her gravestone say Pamela Voorhees in the final chapter?
So you got to go back and watch the first Friday the 13th movie. In the middle, the clue is right there.
Yes.
What?
You see it in her coat when she hangs it up. When she comes in, before she starts fighting with Adrian King, she takes her coat off. And there's a.
I know what's going on here. I know what's going on here. There's behind the scenes stuff going on here, isn't there?
Well, I will just say we were pulling your leg, Eric. You get a point because it is Pamela.
Getting the Inga train rolling early.
Yes, that was very naughty, Nathan.
It was a naughty thing to do for Christmas. Okay, but all jokes aside, you're all tied.
Bizarre.
Okay.
I think Eric now, had this such a big one, hissy fit that I could barely hear him now. He's like muffled. Yeah.
This next round.
You've broken your microphone by shouting so high pitched.
Yeah.
You do sound very quiet, Eric.
He ripped the diaphragm.
You do sound very quiet.
Do I?
Not now.
Oh, no, not now. Did.
You sounded okay, like you're a long way away.
Okay, yeah, well, like you guys will be
ostracized.
Pardon?
That's the way you like me, being a long way away and being ostracized.
Oh, poor Eric.
Oh. Eric, you're tied with the other guys for first place.
Yeah, but only because I was bullied.
Well, what would Christmas be without bullying Eric?
This next round is my favorite round, of course. And this starts with Joseph. Joseph, door number one, door number two, or door number three?
I will go with number three.
Okay. This is the classic, how did they die? You know how this works. Just tell me how this character died. Okay. Megan in The Initiation.
Boy. Who plays Megan?
I don't know the actress's name.
That'd be giving it away as well, wouldn't it?
That'd probably be giving it away, I'm afraid.
Okay, she's... is she shot with a bow and arrow?
Yes.
Oh.
Good point.
Well done.
That's the only death I can remember in that movie, so I just guessed.
Okay, Eric, door number one or door number two?
Door number two.
Okay. Betty in Stage Fright.
Yes. Oh, how did she die?
Yeah, how did she die?
Betty, which one? Is she the one who is sort of ripped in half? She falls through the floorboards, and when they pull her up, she's ripped in half.
No, I'm afraid not. Right. Justin, do you know it?
Well, Betty. Betty in Stage Fright, I'm trying to think. Because I was going to say the same as Eric, because I thought she was the one who was the pregnant one that was cut in half. It must be someone different. The guy gets, her boyfriend gets drilled through the door. I'm trying to think. She gets killed in the shower with a chainsaw?
No, I'm afraid not. No. Joseph?
Is she the one who gets the pickaxe to the mouth?
Yes. Okay, and Justin, you get door number one. Cindy in Class Reunion Massacre.
Gosh, I haven't seen that for a long time now. I'm trying to remember which one was Cindy. It would have to be a guess. Is she the blonde one that gets screams and then gets scythe in the head?
No, I'm afraid not. Joseph?
She gets drowned in the wash basin?
Yep. Man, you know your deaths on that one, Joseph. Mm-hmm. Okay. At the end of that round, Joseph has four and Justin and Eric are tied with one. this next one is called The Last Word. Here's how it works. I'm going to give you the title of a movie, and you have to tell me the very last word said in that film before the credits roll.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to start with... who starts this time? Who started that last time?
Eric, wasn't it? Or was it Joseph?
No, oh, okay. Joseph. It would be Justin.
Joseph. Okay, so Eric starts this time.
Okay.
Eric, door number one, door number two, or door number three?
Number one, please.
What is the last word said in Silent Night, Deadly Night?
Oh, I watched that on Friday. Naughty?
Yes. You get a point.
Whoa!
Okay, next is Justin.
Sorry, before we go on, who's last? Who's last at the moment, just out of interest?
Justin.
Is it Justin? But oh, just sorry.
Yeah, but that's because the round hasn't finished, Eric.
Justin.
Yes.
Just
before you go on, I'd say I just hope Santa brings Eric some dignity this year. But
is that the sound of a loser I can hear in the background?
No. You can't. Maybe you're hearing an echo, Eric. Carry on, Nathan.
Door number two or door number three?
Number two, please.
The last word said in Splatter University.
Oh, God. I have no idea. I was going to hope you were going to say Halloween, because I don't know what that was.
Well, that's way too easy.
Yeah, I know. But Splatter University, I was trying to think how it ends. I don't know. Splatter.
I'm afraid not. Joseph?
I don't remember. Is it Dead?
No. Eric?
Is it No?
No. The correct answer is Fluids.
Oh. Oh, is it Draining My Precious Fluids?
Yes.
That's what he says, yeah. Okay. But
let's see. And Joseph, you get door number 3. What's the last word said in Terror Train?
Okay, give me a second here. I think it is... Oh, what's he say? What's he say? What's he say? What's he say? I don't know. It's something Kenny says.
Are you going to pass?
Pieces?
No. So it goes to Eric.
Yeah, I watched this one the other night as well. But I can't remember what the last word is, so I'm going to say no again.
No. Justin?
Isn't it curious that Eric's been watching all the movies we're having questions on? just wanted to point that out.
I'll let you know, I was guesting on another podcast that was holiday themed, so that's why.
Oh, okay. Justin Criswell. You've been moonlighting again from us.
Yeah, on a podcast where I'm not bullied for a refreshing change.
Well, that's what they... Not to your face, anyway. And now, let's see. Is it... was it Nay?
Did you just say Nay?
Yeah.
Like a horse. Goat.
Sorry, like a horse. I was preempting Joseph's Jamie Lee Curtis joke.
Oh, okay.
Fell a bit flat.
Well, I had just forgotten about that.
Mm. Abracadabra?
No,
I don't know.
You're wrong. It's me, because he says kiss me.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's see. So, Eric went first that one, so we're back to Justin. Door number 1, door number 2, or door number 3? This is just a random round. There's
number
no theme.
3, I think, this time.
3, okay. What movie features a group of girls from Trinity Catholic School getting killed off?
Is it Girls' School Screamers?
Yes. Justin gets a point.
Hurrah.
Okay, so Joseph, door number 1 or door number 2?
I'll go with number 1.
What's the name of the sanitarium where Michael Myers was held?
I don't really know that. Is it Haddonfield Sanitarium?
No. Eric?
Is it Smith's Grove?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Woo-hoo. It. Okay.
I was going to say that.
I was like, Justin probably wishes he'd have picked that one. Even though he got his right. Okay, yeah. Eric. Door number 2 you get. In the movie Hell Nut, at the beginning, they're telling the story of the Garth family. What is the Garth? What is Mr. Garth's wife's name?
Susie?
No. Justin?
Veronica?
Nice.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, then, Joseph?
Is it Mabel?
No. It is Lillian.
Okay.
Okay, at the end of that round, Joseph has 4, Eric has 3, and Justin has 2.
Woohoo!
Early days.
And we're about
Eric.
To come upon Eric's favorite round. It's the fashion round.
Oh.
Yes.
Jimmy Choo.
This should be fun. Joseph, door number 1, door number 2, or door number 3?
I'll go with 3.
Okay, what color is Miss Tipton's dress at the party in cheerleader camp?
Oh, Miss Tipton, Miss Tipton. Let me think. Is it like a kind of a, I want to say like an aqua blue or a teal, like a light bluish greenish color?
Admire you wanting to be so specific, but blue would have worked, and you are correct.
Okay.
Okay, so now we move to Eric. Door number one or door number two?
Door number one, please.
Oh, I'm glad you picked that. What color is Inga's blouse when she's talking about Ralph on the bed in Bloody Moon?
Oh. White, I think.
Yes, it is white.
Woohoo!
Yay, point.
How Justin. Can you just look at her and laugh at her?
I watched that whole scene just so I could write that question down. Justin, you get door number two. Okay. What color is Cherry's negligee in Don't Go in the Woods?
Oh, Cherry, Cherry.
I can't remember. I was going to say red.
It is red.
Oh, is it? Okay. That was good.
Yeah.
Once seen, never forgotten.
Yeah. You all got your questions right on that round.
Huzzah. Should we take a little break for a little Christmas sort of trailer? So here we go.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. Survive Christmas, silent night, deadly night.
Who doesn't enjoy some good Christmas cheer? Our next round is another random round. Thank you, Eric. Eric gets to go first this time. So do you want door number one, door number two, or door number three?
Door number three, please.
What movie uses the song Teddy Bear's Picnic in its trailer?
Is it Don't Go in the Woods Alone?
No. Justin.
Is it The Forest?
No. Joseph.
That would be Rituals.
Yes. Right. Yeah. It is Rituals. Excuse me.
Something stuck in your throat?
A little bit.
Bob Eubanks never coughs in the middle of a quiz.
You know, Eric, you're in second place. You need to be excited.
I am excited.
Okay. So this next one will go to Justin. Door number one or door number two?
Number one, please.
In Alice, Sweet Alice, a.k.a. Communion, what food is Mrs. Trelawney preparing when Catherine finds out from the priest that her ex-husband has been killed?
I don't know. Well, they're Italian, aren't they? It's an Italian family, I think. So is it pasta?
That's what I would have guessed. No. Yeah.
Oh. No, that's a good guess, but no. Joseph.
Is it spaghetti?
No.
That's the
same
thing.
Would also be pasta. And
is it pizza?
Eric.
Pizza, no. Then it has to be. Oh.
Lasagna.
It's not Italian
tofu.
At all.
Tofu.
No. Don't you remember when she finds out she chops it like wide open when.
Oh, deep fried Mars bar.
No. It's fish. Because she chops the fish's head off when Catherine finds out. Well, yes, Joseph, yeah, you get this.
I don't
this
really pay much
question.
Attention to the food preparation parts of slasher movies, I have to say.
I'm shocked. Mm. All right. Joseph, you get door number two. What year does the prologue from Pieces take place?
Okay. I'm going to say 1945.
No. Eric?
It's around then. Is it 1942?
Yes.
Woohoo!
I was going to say that as well. It was something that's stuck in my head.
We had a telephone back then. A little rotary telephone. Touch tone.
Okay, this is coming up as one of my favorite rounds because it has to do with classic slasher movie slaps.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Is that not fun?
It is.
Okay, so, Justin, we start with you. I believe we start with Justin this round. Eric, you went first that last round, didn't you?
I did, yes.
Okay, so yes, it is Justin. Door number one, door number two, or door number three?
A door number three, and I hope Superstition's in there.
Oh my God, yes, door number three is Superstition. Thank what you. Is the classic line said when one sister slaps the other?
Shut your bitchy mouth.
Very good.
Thank you.
Okay, so Joseph, door number one or door number two?
Numero uno, please.
Okay. In Sleepaway Camp, what does Judy say that makes Susie slap her?
She says she's a carpenter's wet dream, flat as a board, needs a screw.
Oh, I'm afraid not.
Mm. Oh.
Because, I mean, she does say that, but that's not what makes her slap her.
Yeah, she says, okay, fuck you, so, as well.
Okay, well, you just gave away the answer, so nobody gets to guess on that one, I'm afraid.
Oh, Joseph.
How
ruined
awful.
It for everyone.
Actually,
Christmas
I think
is
you
ruined.
Did that. I think I admire your craftiness on that one. Nobody can jump ahead of you in points.
Hmm. Nobody can put him in the Eric. Corner either.
Right. Yeah. Eric, in House on Sorority Row,
yes.
What does Vicky call the girls after she gets slapped by Katie?
I have no idea. Does she call them all whores?
No. Justin?
Bitches?
No. Joseph?
Now, who is it? What is who call who?
What does Vicky call the girls in general after she gets slapped?
Oh, Republicans?
Nice. You're all a bunch of damn Republicans. No, she says calls them cowards.
Okay.
Which, is that not just another word for whores? Point
no.
for me.
No, Eric.
It's very, you know, crafty of you, but no. This is another random round, and I think we begin with Joseph this time. Joseph, you know how it works. One, two, or three?
Let's go with number one, please.
Okay. And Final Exam, what does the fraternity – what does I'm excuse my bad grammar on this one. What do the fraternity brothers do to Gary – when they discover he gave his pledge pin to his girlfriend?
They tie him to a tree.
Yes.
But they also cover him in shaving foam, don't they?
Yeah.
They do that too, yes.
So do I get half a point?
Oi!
What?
I was just looking next for a tree cat.
Sorry?
Yeah.
It would have gone to me true. Next if there was...
Yeah. Well, it's too late,
if there was
Eric.
More to it, it would have.
If
okay,
you snooze,
so, Eric... Two or three?
Two, please.
What's the name of the town in My Bloody Valentine?
Valentine's Bluffs.
Correct.
You should...
Erect?
Yeah.
Yes.
Erect.
And Justin, you get door number three. What is the name of the young girl who dies at the beginning of prom night?
I can't remember. Is it Judy?
No.
No.
Eric?
It's Joseph next.
Oh, sorry, Joseph. My bad.
Let's see. It's not Kim because that's Jamie Lee Curtis. It's, God damn, I don't remember her name. Is it, Megan?
No. Eric?
Is it Robin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I don't want to be pedantic, but Eric did get that last question wrong.
What last question?
Which one?
The
Are
name
you going to make a big deal about the S? I knew it.
I was, actually. It's Valentine Bluffs, not Valentine's Bluffs.
Shut your bitchy mouth.
And I'd just like to point out, just being professional.
No.
I just think it's, you know, need
take
to put people up on this.
No.
Take
I'm
it away.
I'm going to have so to
I swear to God, yes.
I'm keeping the point, I'm afraid. Besides, this makes the quiz more interesting because Eric and Joseph are tied for first place right now.
Ooh, the excitement.
I know. Well, fans need this excitement. It's really important.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about as valid as the last time Bush got into power. But carry on.
Next round.
Should we have a little break?
Yes.
While we recompose ourselves. Or decompose ourselves.
You need to recompose yourself by the sound of it.
Hardly, Eric. Just letting you in. Anyway, here's another trailer, classic trailer from a Christmas horror movie.
A homicidal maniac is loose at Christmas. His target is Santa Claus. His motives baffle Scotland Yard. Without a pattern for murder, no one dressed as Santa Claus is safe. His death toys are a spear, a gun, an open razor, a dagger, or an old-fashioned garrote. Don't open till Christmas. Some Santa Clauses ignore the warnings. He surely wouldn't attack a woman.
You're thinking
Jerry Sundquist as Cliff, number one suspect.
What possible reason could I have for going around killing Santas?
Oh, none that we know of.
Terror drives one Santa Claus into a house of wax, a pit of horror where murder, mayhem, and sudden death are celebrated. Blood, gore, torture, the destruction of the innocent, the painful killing of the guilty. Till Christmas. Alan Lake as Giles, a newspaper man with inside information.
Now, you mentioned on the phone that you had some information that might lead me to the murderer.
Now, I said, would it help your promotion prospects if you were to solve the murder personally?
Are you suggesting that Inspector Harris...
No, I'm not suggesting anything.
So, Sam, did you bring me any presents?
I'm not the real one.
Don't open till Christmas with special guest star Carolyn Monroe.
I'm the warrior of love. Yes, I am. I'm coming to get you. I'm the warrior of love. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm coming to get you.
Ever since you practically accused Clifton of being involved with those killings, he's almost started acting as if he were.
In what way?
Belinda Mayne, Seeking Revenge, starring Edmund Purdom, who knows there are only three more killing days till Christmas. Don't open till Christmas. If you do, you may not see in the new year.
More fun Christmas. Next is the round on Friday the 13th, deaths. Mm-hmm. So, this is like your usual how did they die, but this is strictly Friday the 13th related, since this past Friday was Friday the 13th. And I do not remember who went first that last round. I've been marking it, but I didn't mark it that time.
I think it was Joseph, so I think it's me, is it?
Oh, Eric, you get to go first. Do you want door number one, two, or three?
Door number one, please.
How does Melissa die in Friday the 13th, part 7?
Oh, she gets an axe in the face, and then she's thrown across the room, and I think she breaks the television.
Well, I would have given it to you for axe in the face, but very good.
So surely, okay, surely you mean axes in faces in televisions, Eric, don't you?
Sorry? Oh, shut up, you.
Justin, do you want number two or three?
Number two, please.
How does Nikki die in Friday the 13th, part 6?
Nikki. I'm not sure which one Nikki is, so I'm going to say, does she get speared in the puddle?
No, I'm afraid not. Joseph, yeah. I'll be very disappointed if you don't know this.
She gets her face shoved into the mirror.
Yes. Okay, and that means, Joseph, you automatically get door number three. How does Doug die in Friday the 13th, part 4?
Doug, which one is he? Okay, yeah, he gets speared to the crotch.
No.
Oh, no, the wrong one.
To I'm Eric.
He gets his face crushed in the shower against the wall after dropping his bar of soap.
This is becoming a very fun ending to this quiz. So, all right, before our last round, Eric has 9, Joseph has 8, and Justin has 4.
Can I win? Can I still win?
But it's the flu. No. No. I don't think so, but it's the flu, so it's okay.
It's the flu. I do have the flu, so, you know, cut me some slack. Or the flus.
This last round is all about heroines. And I mean like the final girls, not like drugs.
Oh, because Justin definitely would have won if it...
Eric, what are you implying?
Nothing.
Justin.
Yes.
I believe you go first this time.
Okay, I shall go for a big number two, please.
Okay, now these questions are about how does the final girl defeat the killer? Okay. So you just have to tell me, how does the final girl defeat the killer?
Yeah.
All right, for yours, you get Slumber Party Massacre.
Oh, God. Well, she chops off his drill bit with something, a machete, and then kills him with it.
She does kill him with a machete.
Yeah.
Okay. Next will be Joseph. Would you like door number one or door number three?
Three.
No, yeah, there's no way you're going to miss this one. Island of Blood.
How does the heroine defeat the killer?
Yeah.
In Island of Blood? Oh, she shoots him with a gun, shotgun.
Yes. Okay, Eric. You're either going to win this or lose this based on this last question.
Hang on, is it not tied?
It's tied at the moment, but if you lose it, then that's the end of the game. If Justin or, I mean, if Joseph can answer it correctly and you can't, then, you know.
All right.
Okay. This is from Hospital Massacre, a.k.a. X-Ray.
Oh. We only did this a few bloody months ago. Let me think. The bird girl with the big baloobies. What does she do? She sets him on fire.
She does set him on fire.
Is that the answer?
Yes.
Or is there more?
Woo! Well, the thing is, he falls off the roof, but she doesn't cause that. She just set him on fire. So that's technically how she defeated the killer. So that means Eric wins.
Oh,
yay!
Isn't that nice?
Oh, it's a lovely Christmas after all.
What a lovely Christmas. Bless
everyone.
Did
you guys let him win?
Yes. Well, everyone.
Well, I think you did because you gave him the Valentine thing. So
yeah, and it's as
you
say,
nothing wrong with that question.
We'll let him win. We'll let him win.
Every dog deserves his day.
There was a question in the last quiz we did, Nathan, where Justin gave the completely wrong answer and he gave him a point. I give you Exhibit A, Hide and Shriek, and Hide and Go Shriek.
That's true. I'm very lenient with my answers.
Yes. Yeah. But I didn't get half a point for pointing out.
Well, even if Eric got half a point for that, he still would have won by half a point.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's very good victories for Eric's. So thank you, Eric.
Yes.
Two in a row.
Shut up, you. I see what you're doing
well,
there.
Technically, we don't know if this will be two in a row because this will be airing after our next episode, which has a quiz. So if Eric wins this episode, it'll be three in a row.
It's a time travel.
Well, actually, isn't Eric giving the quiz?
I'm doing the quiz, but
yeah.
I love it.
Okay, never mind. I thought Justin was doing the quiz. So. Yes.
That means one of the three of us needs to take over the Inga role.
Well, Eric's giving Justin. Rather than receiving, which is next time on you.
My preferred role.
Yes. So,
in terms of quizzing.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the Christmas quiz, even though it didn't turn out how it was meant to. But in the spirit of Christmas, thank you for listening. Do you want to say goodbye? Do you want to say the good
Christmas
cheer?
Jingle bells, I am brilliant. I won the quiz.
Well, also, as Eric won the quiz, I think we're going to play out with something special, aren't we, Eric?
He's like Santa Claus. He only wins once a year.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You said, didn't you? You're going to send me something I can pop on the end of the show.
Yes.
What is it?
A lovely little bit of music. It's Toya. Yeah. Singing I Believe in Father Christmas, the Greg Lake song.
Ah, okay. So if you send that over to me, Eric, then I will play a couple of seconds
Forget
of it and then see you some yeah. the Banshees as a special That's Christmas treat for everyone.
That's Sorry? Exactly what I thought you'd do. Evil man. Susie and the Banshee.
No, well, there's three or four Banshees, isn't there?
No, well,
is it all women?
No, they're all men, apart from Susie.
Well, they're all androgynous.
Eric, anyway,
I bet when you were growing up, like that was your dream to be in her band or something, Justin.
No, I can't play any musical instruments, so wouldn't have been very good.
You could sing.
No, I can't sing either, as you know, only too well. What? I think I heard what you said, Eric's. Right. Okay. Well, Nathan, do you want to say, because we've got to, it's a bit like a time travel thing. Do you know the link between Friday 13th Part 4 and time travel?
Does it have to do with the woman with big hair that turns into a cockroach in Nightmare on Elm Street Part 4?
No. It's
and it's
Crispin
also connected
Glover.
To cheerleader camp.
Crispin Glover. Because wasn't he in Back to the Future?
Yes.
He was in Back to the Future.
One of them. Anyway.
Do you know what I was doing there, Eric?
Yes, it was a reference to. It was a reference to one of our previous quizzes. Yeah,
we did a quiz, and that was Eric's answer for everything in the lighter rounds. Everything you asked, Joseph, he said, "Is it the big hair woman from Elm Street Part 4?
Turns into a cockroach.
Yeah, I don't think the answer was ever correct, was it?
No, it wasn't.
No,
I should have given a question with that answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, because we're going to, in a kind of strange kind of time travel-y type of way, we're just about to go and record our Friday 13th Part 4 episodes now, which you would have heard last week if you're listening to this now, presumably. I don't know. It's all a bit confusing.
Oh, I'm confused.
I'm very confused. I know it's going to be confusing. So I think we'll because we've got to, going to spend, that's going to be a bit of an epic. So we're going to wish you all Merry Christmas and thank you for listening. And I think, again, in a time travel thing, I think we would have chosen what we're going to record for the next episode on the last episode, which we're going to record next. So,
well, just to keep it simple, I just want to say, if by 2015, if we don't have hoverboards, I'm going to be very upset. Yes. That's my time travel reference.
Well, absolutely. Yes. Well, let's wish you, our listeners, Happy New Year. We're going to pay and Christmas, of course, going to play out a little bit of Toya, aren't we, Eric?
Yes.
Very small.
A lot of Toya. Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see how generous I'm feeling. But as you won the quiz, Eric, yeah. I think maybe we can do it half and half.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, Nathan, as you hosted the quiz, do you want to lead out and wish our listeners a Merry Christmas?
I do wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I have no idea when we're recording again. So, you know, in case New Year hasn't happened yet, Happy New Year.
Indeed. All right. Well, see you in 2015. 14.
Yes.
It's not going to be that long, is it?
Goodbye.
Bye.
No.
Bye. Right.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
We said there'll be peace on earth, but instead it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning. snow and their eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me.
Santa's on his way. In Spanish they say Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad. This Christmas, when we're away, we know you miss us. All I can say is excuse my Christmas.
You know, alcohol helps you forget about the flu.
Sorry? I know. I was thinking about having a whiskey Mac. But maybe a little bit later. Right. Okay. Can you talk amongst yourselves?
Well, Justin, if you don't at least have 1 point by the time this quiz is over, then I'm going to be very disappointed.
Okay.